So that's saline soils where we've got inputs of sodium and chloride. In contrast, sodic soils have got a lot of available sodium, but that sodium is not balanced by chloride. There are other cations present. So to work out if we've got a sodic soil where we've got a lot of exchangeable sodium, not free sodium chloride, we look at the conductivity. Now, a conductivity, if it's less than 4 millisiemens per centimetre, but if we're carrying out a cation exchange process, we found we had a lot of sodium, then we're looking at a sodic soil. To characterise it, we work out the exchangeable sodium percentage. The exchangeable sodium percentage then is coming out of this expression here, where the SAR is the sodium absorption ratio. Now, a sodium absorption ratio relies on analysis for the concentration of sodium, calcium and magnesium. So we've taken our sample of soil, we've done a cation exchange capacity measurement, we've eluted all of the cations off that sample of soil. From that, we have obtained the amount of sodium, calcium and magnesium that are present. As one of the typical results coming out of that analysis will be the sodium absorption ratio. That then is fed through this equation to solve for the exchangeable sodium percentage. And so if you have got then a soil with a significant ESP and a low value for the conductivity, then you'll be looking at a sodic soil. So a typical value would be around 15%. The pH in a sodic soil then, where we now have got a sodium to calcium ratio, which is dominated by the sodium, can go up as high as 10, so we can get quite alkaline soils. As the cation exchange sites and the mineral then, which contain sodium, when we're exchanging those with the water molecule, the H+ goes in, the sodium comes out. And the result is our water molecule has released hydroxide into the environment. So that's how we can get a basic soil where we've got the presence of a large amount of exchangeable sodium.